Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of industry movers and shakers who are experts on the topic of today's show. So today we're going to talk about curb appeal as it pertains to multifamily properties. What's the definition of curb appeal? Curb appeal is the attractiveness of the exterior of a residential or commercial property as viewed from the street. The term was extensively used in the United States during the housing boom and continues to be used as an indicator of initial appeal of a property to a prospective resident. But things change over time, and today there is a new definition of curb appeal. With this in mind, our topic today is social media, the new curb appeal. Joining me on our power panel of experts is Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties, Michael Knight, vice president of operations at Better World Properties, and Nina Kirtley, regional director at Mosaic Residential. So the topic today, guys, curb appeal, social media. I read articles all the time and talk to people in the industry all the time about, before anybody even gets in their car to go look at a property, they're on the computer, on the internet, looking at properties. What are you guys finding when you're trying to market your properties?
Well, what I'm finding is it's no longer the curb appeal, the flyers, the marketing, the leasing agents taking the flyers. And I remember back when I was coming up through this industry, we would do publications and for rent and apartments.com and that kind of stuff. And if you couldn't afford to have an ad in those publications, you could always take flyers and kind of just slide them in there. I remember sending my girls to the grocery stores to make sure that we were out there promoting our property and that the flowers were perfect and that we made sure that from the curb, I have my staffs used to walk from the back of the property to the front of the property and back to the back of it to see what any prospect is going to see for the day. And we would make sure that everything was clean and cleared away. And what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing that in today, everyone is going to their cell phone, they're going on the internet, their computer, and before you even drive to a property, I'm seeing that your online reputation means everything. People are literally deciding whether or not they're even going to drive by your property based on your social media comments that are on the internet.
A lot of those companies that helped us market properties in the past are still there, but they all have .com after the end of their name now.
Right.
So the landscape really has changed.
Let me quantify kind of an idea to give people an idea, our listeners, as to what those numbers mean. In an article that was published late last year in October of 2017 entitled Why Your Apartment Reviews and Digital Curb Appeal Matter, they quoted the numbers of digital curb appeal matters more than ever now, as 62% of potential residents use ratings and apartment reviews at the beginning of a search for a rental property. That's something that when I started in the industry, there wasn't even internet, basically, that was available, and certainly none of the platforms that are social media platforms that are out there now today. Nina, what have you found as far as in your experience how the market has changed and what you're seeing out there?
Well, to kind of piggyback off of what Terry had to say is, you know, when back in the day, we would go and take the flyers out and call our locators and take cookie baskets to businesses. Nowadays, nobody wants you to come into their office and drop off, you know, flyers and whatnot, because everybody is using the .coms to find things, as I do if I'm looking for, say, a new hairdresser or if I'm looking for a new restaurant mm-hmm. to take my family out to. And the first thing I'm doing is I'm looking at the online reviews. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes with property management. They're going to go and they're going to focus on the online reviews to see, you know, do I want to go to that community before they get in their car, spend money on their gas.
Right. And I think a lot of it has to do with, I mean, in the past, before the internet was so prevalent, that, you know, reputation, the reviews weren't as easy for people to see. But online reputation now has become a major thing. And of course, there are third-party companies out there who can manage that for you. And I know some folks I've talked to in the industry, some companies have in-house staffs that are, or designated employees who handle online reputation. Terry, how important is online reputation?
Paul,
in the industry?
I can tell you that part of our due diligence process for any one of our clients from the beginning, we actually have created a summary of, in course, it's grown to about 2 pages, but we've created a summary of all the digital marketing for apartments. And we literally go and within the first 15 minutes of a client calling us and asking us if we would look at a property for them that they're interested in, we can learn so much about that property without even getting out from behind my desk. I literally go straight to their Google page, and then I start going down the list, and I open up every publication that they've ever had, and I can tell you everything from if they have roaches to if they have bad management to what the crime statistics are on a property. And I haven't even gotten out from behind my desk.
Right.
So we do this as a process through due diligence and in the early stages, and we give recommendations to clients before they even purchase real estate of whether or not they need to rebrand the property. Yeah, they may be getting it for a really good price, but they also have to take into consideration whether or not it's had poor ownership in the past, whether it's had poor management, and all those things can be found through social media and without me even driving to the property. So
right.
This is huge, and anybody that is not paying attention to it needs to.
Yeah, and what do you do when you have your properties that you manage and there's a review up there, good or bad? How do you respond, or do you respond?
The worst thing that you could do is not respond. Whether it's good or bad, you've got to respond. There's a reason somebody put something on there. Either they're really happy with the property's performance or their management or their staff, or they're really seriously unhappy. And for you not to respond to that and actually identify it, there are some companies out there, yes, that do a very good job with your reputation online presence, but there's also companies out there that just reply in a little vague manner. And so what we do with our company is we make sure that each one of those are answered in-house. We want to get to the bottom of the problem because we don't want to just respond to it. We want to solve the problem so that going forward, our customer service is improved. So we don't just give it a blank statement like, I'm sorry that you had a problem. We actually get to the root of the problem and we identify it through social media and we answer it so that it, good or bad, we're either excited or we're using it as an opportunity to train our staffs.
And I would guess that in some of those cases, when there's an online review, that the identity of the person is not necessarily so easy to find out if they're using some username that's not familiar. So you don't have a chance necessarily in some cases, I guess, to talk to them personally if that was something that you desired to do. So I was talking to someone else in the industry about this, and they told me that the management team on site generally knows. Even if they don't have a username that's easy to identify, they generally know who the person is because of what the experience was that they had. Do you find that to be true, Nina?
Yes, we do. Actually, not too long ago, I had this similar situation to where one of our residents was having a problem. She was mad at the office because technically she was being evicted. And so that's when they go and they want to start, you know, I have this problem, I have that problem. Well, what happened was her aunt went on our company Facebook website, Facebook page, and started posting a lot of negative reviews about the apartment community where she lived. And we kept, you know, we were trying to find this person. Well, come to find out, we did enough homework to where we figured out who the person was.
Right.
And we immediately, actually, I personally got involved in it because the wording and everything is so particular, especially if it is on a corporate website. You need to keep it uniformed and immediately address the problem. And then a lot of times they're not, you can and you can't ask them, will you please remove that? Because that makes you look guilty.
Right.
But the best thing to do is remediate the situation. And we remediated the situation. And the actual resident went back and posted a review. And I still was able to evict her. I won possession. But anyhow, at the end of the day, it's, you know, be precise, be, cover all tracks first and then write your review and then have your residents and other people piggyback and go and put a good review on there.
Right.
Because all we hear is negative. And I think people need to more or less promote the good.
Right.
And that's what we lose in this industry is who's doing what's so good.
Yeah. And I guess it's important to also let anybody who's reading those reviews know that whatever the issue was, it was resolved satisfactorily. So, well, we're going to take a break. We're finishing up our first segment of Multifamily Matters. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing social media, the new curb appeal. I'm Paul Marks. And joining me in the studio is Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties, Michael Knight, vice president of operations at Better World Properties, and Nina Kirtley, regional director at Mosaic Residential. Before we get back into the discussion, I want to remind our listeners that if you'd like to provide show topics and guest ideas or suggestions, or just listen to any of the archived episodes of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website, www.multifamilyradio.com. I quoted an article to give some quantification to some of the numbers, and there's a couple other numbers I wanted to throw out there as far as when it comes to online reviews. J. Turner Research reported that there were 4.7 million reviews on the internet on housing, and that it is growing at a pretty rapid rate. In April of 2017, that month, there were 115,000 reviews posted, and then in September of last year, it had jumped up to 154,000. So it's something that is getting larger and larger. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, there are a number of terms that we associate with online marketing for apartments. What are they and what do they mean?
Well, it covers a lot of ground when we start talking about social media and reputation management. Many of these terms get intermingled with one another, but we really put them under the broad category of digital marketing. It's all about digital. It's all about online. As Nina and Terry were saying earlier, we have to recognize as owners and managers that the first place that prospective residents are going is to their online media, to research apartments, to learn about their reputation, to make their decision largely based on what they see online. So those of us that fail to recognize that or fail to get involved in that do so at our own peril. So when we talk about social media, we oftentimes use that term to describe everything online, but it really is more about the Facebook, that social interaction where we're talking to people online. Maybe they're our friends, maybe they're just acquaintances, maybe they're people that want something from us, but that interaction of social media is obviously very critical. We also hear the term a lot, things like Internet Listing Service or ILS. There are companies out there that still provide a clearinghouse for listings of apartments. Keeping up with who's who in this arena is one of our great challenges today, because so many of these ILS sites, or if you go to a website of any kind and it's about apartments, chances are that that website is associated with several other websites and they're trading information, they're owned by different people, and keeping up with that is very important for us. Many of us have heard the term SEO or search engine optimization. Google is still the number one search tool that everyone uses. So that's really the first place that we start when we start talking about apartments and digital marketing. It begins with the Google, it goes into the social media, it goes into the ILSs. All of these things are important.
You know, you mentioned Facebook, and I know in the news recently there's some concerns about how they share information. Have you found that residents even have a concern about that?
I thought it was so fascinating last week when Sheryl Sandberg was here in Houston for the Facebook Community Boost Program. I went to that to go see what that was all about and hear directly from some of the Facebook folks out there. And while she made a nice apology to everyone, I noticed around the room that nobody really seemed to care. All of the Facebook employees that were there, of course, they're all wearing T-shirts, skinny jeans, and no socks. And they're all a lot younger than I am. Right. I think Sheryl Sandberg was the oldest one of the bunch. And as we think about apartment renters and we ask around the industry, we just don't see that the next generation cares.
Right.
They use that as a tool. They're happy to share all of their information. And it is absolutely possible for us to utilize that in constructive ways. We're not trying to do something surreptitious or something evil with that information. So I think it's still going to be a very positive outlet.
I think during the break when we were talking before the show started, Terry, you used the term dinosaur. That certainly describes me when it comes to social media. I have had to learn the little I know about how to interact in social media. But I notice, just being on Facebook, that Better World has a pretty big Facebook presence. And evidently you are using that to help promote the properties and I guess help with your leasing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Facebook is a platform that we use quite regularly to get our branding and get our company's name out there, but it's also used on our properties. Each one of our properties will have a property Facebook account that will be maintained, and what we do is we repost for them. As they post, they repost. So one of the things that I insist that our girls do is when they actually meet a new prospect, the first thing that they do is they ask them to do a friend request on Facebook for the property. And that way they can see how our property interacts with our residents that are friends on Facebook with them. They can also see property events that are happening. They can communicate. And so even if you're a prospect, you have an opportunity at that point to see how that property is interacting with its residents. So it's used as a tool on all of our properties.
Okay. You know, Nina, we were discussing previously about the fact that you try to get your on-site staff to respond to reviews and so forth. One of our previous guests, when we kind of touched on the topic, said that sometimes they have to remind the staff, even when they're interacting in person, but even on social media as well, to not take it personally when someone has a complaint or review. Do you see that as a challenge that you're working with your staff on?
No, not necessarily. Of course, nobody likes to hear someone else talking about you or, you know, blasting it out in the public. The first thing they think is, oh, gosh, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to get, you know, terminated or written up. And I feel that that person should work even harder to correct the situation. And maybe it could be more of an eye opener to where they're like, oh, I really need to check my social media every single day. You know, first thing in the morning when they're opening their office, and then even lunchtime, and then before they go home for the day. But it is a struggle to have everyone stay on top of it. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that for everyone. There are some that are really good about it, but a lot of times there's enough manpower in the office to go on and check, you know, right. Everybody's on Facebook, you know, on their lunch break, or maybe when they shouldn't be.
Right.
Instead of going and looking at their page, they should be looking at their community page.
Right.
Just taking what Nina was saying, having worked with this online reputation and this management of social media for some time now, we've identified a couple of trends. One is that these extremely negative reviews often don't get as much traction as you think they might. As other people look at those reviews, they quickly recognize people that just have a real burr under their saddle about something. So we always like to say that the best way to manage online reputation is with a good offense. Yeah, I always say you need two positives to combat every negative that appears online. And the last thing you want to do is to get into an online battle with anyone or get defensive with anyone with the online reputation. You know, there's an old saying about having a fight with a pig. Everybody's going to get muddy and only the pig's going to enjoy it. So what we want to do when we see those negative reviews is to post positive information. We had one recently. They said something along the lines of that we were doing some terrible things with maintenance. So we simply say, you know, we're so happy that we have great maintenance staff and that we're able to, you know, deal with maintenance orders in a very quick time frame. Things like that really do make a difference.
You know, when you were going through the different categories, I guess, of the digital marketing, the social media, and so forth, what are some of the platforms that you guys use and that you think have been successful for you?
Well, I think Google is certainly the number one place that people go to. And if you're not aware of this, it's very simple to claim your business on Google. It's amazing how many businesses do not do that. It's very important. Google your own property and see what comes up. And the first thing you want to look at is what shows up on the Google. And if it says it's got the wrong address or the wrong pictures or not connected to a website, that's your fault. You haven't claimed your business. You simply do that online. They send you a little postcard to verify your identity. And then you start posting information that is correct about your property. It doesn't cost anything.
Right.
So that's the number one. We mentioned about Facebook. Just doing posts on Facebook, and as one of the Facebook people told me, it's all about the faces. So you want lots of pictures, happy people doing happy things makes a big difference. And then they have options for boosting your post and also for promoting your post, which costs a little bit of money. And then you get into the higher dollar things with the apartments.com or RentPath and some of these groups that have other business models. So there's lots of different options out there.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back after these messages. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing social media, the new curb appeal. I'm Paul Marks. We're talking with Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties, Michael Knight, vice president of operations at Better World, and Nina Kirtley, regional director at Mosaic Residential. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. Michael, when you were talking about the different platforms that are out there, that some specifically that Better World uses, you had mentioned a couple of them had some fees. What type of fee structure do you see out there?
The traditional model is a monthly subscription, which oftentimes involves a year-long contract. There are various levels of engagement that one can purchase. So a couple of the big outfits like the apartments.com or the apartment guide still utilize that model. And it can be a little pricey, but your high-end properties tend to benefit very much from that because we've all seen, that apartments.com does television advertising right to support that. So you pay for that, but it can be effective. Then you get into other models where it may be more of a pay-per-click or a pay-per-lease program. There are some like Apartment List that is associated with Facebook now, where you are paying when a person leases an apartment from you, you'll pay a commission essentially to that service. The thing you have to watch out for with those organizations, particularly here in Texas, is that you are required to have or be covered by a brokerage license if you are selling real estate in that way. And what I found is that not all of these services are actually licensed to receive commission payments. So it's something we have to watch out for there. But you can kind of get what you pay for with these various things. And that's why we kind of rank them in terms of cost benefit. Some, such as Facebook, can be very economical. For $20, you can do a boost of your property throughout an area, as opposed to spending $1,000 a month for one of these other services. So there's a whole range of opportunities out there. And it's also important, as I mentioned before, that you have to recognize which ones are sharing information with which other ones. If you post a property on a Zillow, for example, you may see that same listing show up on Hotpads, Trulia, realestate.com, har.com, because of the way that they share this data.
But you're paying for it one time if you're paying because they're sharing, or do you have to pay each one of the
You're paying
platforms?
For it one time, so it's important to ask your provider, where is this listing potentially going to show up? Some of these services that are very inexpensive in the past, for example, have drawn their listings from Craigslist, and they're simply consolidators of other lists. Well, Craigslist has put a stop to that, so it's a constantly evolving marketplace out there.
Do you find that it's helpful to be listed on all the different sites? Is there anyone that, I mean, if you're signing up for one and they're sharing that information, are you able to track and find out where those leads come from so you know which ones are the most beneficial?
Some are better than others, and it is absolutely important to keep up with what's being listed about your property on these various sites. And you almost have to manage it in reverse to see who's picking up your listing and putting it where. It's very difficult to keep up with that, particularly if you're changing rates or prices. So it's just something you have to manage on a regular basis.
I find that, especially if you're rebranding a property that's had a poor reputation in the past and it's a new ownership acquisition, what ends up needing to happen is you need to rebrand it. So the quickest way to rebrand it is to use these more expensive companies because, just for example, CoStar has apartments.com. They also have apartmentos.com, Apartment Finder, Apartment Home Living, For Rent. They just acquired For Rent, homes.com, and corporatehousing.com. So you can take an ad out on just apartments.com, and it's like a pyramid that will trickle down, and it will push any negativity that you've had in the past about this particular property. It'll push it way far down to where you'll begin to see a whole new online reputation improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's necessary to go to the top dogs.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I just want to say, and sometimes like with the apartments.com, you can have your community listed, and then you can also have some of your sister communities listed at the bottom of the page to where that one particular property is paying for that monthly listing ad, but another property maybe that can't afford to have the higher placement, at least they can be spotlighted within the ad. So there are other options that are helpful for all the communities within your property management.
There are service providers out there that claim to be able to manage your presence or your listing across multiple platforms. Our experience has been that those are actually somewhat limited and that you really need to pay attention to it yourself.
Well, I've quoted from an article that came out late last year, and interesting enough, they spoke and interviewed Jackie Roan, who is the current president of the Texas Apartment Association and is executive director of real estate at Graystar. She's actually going to be on an upcoming episode of our show. And she said that online reputation is a critical component of strengthening today's business model. There is a quantifiable loss of traffic that you will never even know you could have possibly had at your door if you don't manage your online reputation. So she said that she considers the new online curb appeal, using the actual title of our show. That's something interesting thought. You know, what are you losing that you never even knew that you possibly could have had with online reputation if you're not managing it properly? Michael, what do you think is the best bang for the buck in digital marketing?
Best bang for the buck is absolutely that free Google listing that we all get. Doesn't cost a thing. You get an opportunity to manage it. Take advantage of that. Bang for the buck used to be things like Craigslist, where we would post on Craigslist and you post three or four times a day to stay at the top of the listing. We found that has gone down in relative importance. So just because it's free doesn't mean it's the best option for you.
Right.
I find that you can spend an awful lot of time managing your listings on a platform like that and really not get near as much for it as we used to get. So,
no, within the first 30 minutes after you've posted on a Craigslist, and usually you're posting your pictures of your property or pictures of inside the apartments, within 30 minutes, you're already 1,000 places down. Mm-hmm. So Craigslist, while when it first came out, was an opportunity, and it was free. It was an opportunity for all of us to get some additional advertising and get our properties out there. It's kind of more of a waste of our time now. We need to focus more on reputation and more on online presence as far as placement.
One of the big up-and-comers we see is HAR.com, which is the Houston Association of Realtors.
Right.
Many of us around Houston recently have seen billboards that they put up all over town. They're getting a lot of traction. And, of course, the Realtor Association is primarily focused on selling of houses. But
right.
They've recently added rental listings and apartment rental listings. And they have some tie-ins with Zillow and Trulia, where they share some listings on there. To actually list on HAR, one does need to be a licensed realtor and associated with their organization. You've got to jump through a lot of hoops to get on that site. But we're finding a tremendous amount of traction on that. We posted a property just last week that's a new construction. Units haven't been finished. And through that HAR, we've already gotten, I think, 4 prospect just in the last week and the first couple of days we posted it.
I was able to, because I am a Texas broker, and I was able to go through their class that they require you to go to, so that I could build onto this platform. And not only the property that we just put on there the other day, before the storm, I actually had an entire bottom floor of a property that flooded, and we put them on HAR as their main source of advertising, and it didn't take no time to lease it right back up.
That's one of those where you're going to pay quite a bit up front to get into that program, but once you're on that program, you can list all the properties you want with no additional cost per property.
So it's a like a fee that you pay to be educated as well as to...
Yes, it's a quarterly membership fee that you're going to pay. It's less expensive than some of these other listings that we use. But once you do pay the quarterly fees, you're able to upload as many properties as you want to. So what happens is the person that's holding the license, which happens to be me, I'm the only person that can actually upload the listings, but we do actually have the phones answered at our corporate office, and then we refer the traffic to our properties that they're looking for, and it's working out great.
That's great. I didn't even know HR was doing that. I knew that they had some rental listings in there, but they more were for single-family homes and condos. I didn't know they were getting into apartments. That's interesting to know for our listeners. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment, and we're discussing social media, the new curb appeal. I'm Paul Marks, and my guests are Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties, Michael Knight, vice president of operations at Better World Properties, and Nina Kirtley, regional director at Mosaic Residential. Michael, you mentioned the digital marketing and some of the different companies. Do you feel you need to have an expert, an outside expert, or is it something that you can do yourself?
You can absolutely do this yourself. What you need is somebody that will pay attention mm-hmm. and that is plugged into this digital world. And one of the challenges we find in our industry is some of us that have been around for a while or a little older get a little challenged with how to interact with that. So you find at the management level, there's not always as much aptitude for dealing with this as we might like to see. But if you look at that next generation that is coming up and some of the younger leasing agents, they're very plugged in and absolutely tap that as a resource. Your managers need to understand what's going on. They need to see their reputation. But when it comes to responding to that and proactively posting, if you've got somebody in-house that can do that, that's great. If you don't have that person, there are plenty of services out there that will help you do that. What we find, though, is that when we outsource that, we just lose a lot of the personality associated with that. It tends to get a little generic and a little sort of whitewashed as to what's posted on there as opposed to something that's very immediate or related to a specific property. And that's what people want to see. They want to really see the people and understand what's going on there.
And I know with some of the platforms and the services that if a review is posted about a property, that immediately you get an alert sent to you, and I know a couple of people I've talked to about how they use a third-party company. They mentioned the fact that they will have them respond or create the response, send it to them for approval or to make edits and changes, and then let them post it at that time. So it sounds like even when you use an outside service, it's important to still stay involved in the process.
Whether you're using an outside service or doing it in-house, what I think is really important is that you be very professional about it. And some of our folks that post on social media, as we've all seen, are less than professional about with the information that they put out there. And if you're trying to create a brand and manage your brand reputation, you want to make sure that nothing goes out there that isn't been reviewed, vetted, isn't professional, well-written, done correctly. If you can do that in-house, great. If not, there are plenty of people out there that can help
you
with
it.
I'd like to use it as a training opportunity because we're all about customer service, and that's what gets and keeps your communities full is really having good customer service. So not only is a bad post something that has to be dealt with and it has to be dealt with correctly, but it also needs to be a training opportunity for the on-site staff, whether it's maintenance, whether it's management. A lot of times when you read these posts and you learn about a community, it creates a picture and it tells a story about how well the customer service is being done at that particular property. So even if it's not our property and we're looking at it for a prospective client, that is an opportunity to see what type of staffing would either be retained on site or if there is a serious problem with maintenance or the overall structure of the buildings. You'll have residents that will post, "I have roof leaks all the time." Well, guess what? That means that we've got roof problems. So during due diligence, that tells you to get a roofer out there.
Right.
So just not only just responding to it, but using it as an opportunity to see the condition of the property or as a training tool.
Did you want to say?
Yes. And I just wanted to say with, you know, going back to the post and, you know, you making the post, I really firmly believe that there should be more than just the person replying to that post. You need to have another set of eyes on it for an approval, because sometimes I've seen where it's just bad grammar and that comes across as, you know, sloppy. Mm-hmm. But I firmly believe that there needs to be some type of checks and balances, of more of a uniformity of the reply to the post, just so that you come across as very professional and that you're really going to take care of the problem and you really care.
One of the ironies I find with social media these days is that so many of the posts are fast and loose, and people are kind of sloppy with grammar and things like that. And that's considered sort of the norm on social media, and people don't get nearly as worked up about it as people from my generation
right.
would. But what I think is also important is there's a bit of a danger of being too slick. If we put information out there that is obviously written by some kind of marketing company and we're just trying to manipulate somebody's thinking, people see through that. So we want to put stuff on there that is real. And if a mistake happens to occur in there, I find that's not fatal. But we just want to be professional.
Well, and to piggyback on Nina's comment, a lot of managers take it very personally if there's a negative post. And so if you don't have someone else looking at the response that's going to go back out there, and you just allow the person that's emotionally, because they're emotionally attached,
right.
and they take it personally. And so their response would be more of an attack back to the person that has posted it, to where someone at an upper management level would be able to clearly step out of the box and be able to respond in a more professional manner, which actually buries it instead of festers it.
Right. And it's funny, you know, Michael, when you were talking about being professional, my generation, my kids who are millennials, they laugh because when I send them a text, I use punctuation. And, you know, for them, I don't abbreviate. You know, I just do everything the way I was taught to do. And they think it's the funniest thing in the world. So I want to ask both Terry and Nina, what kind of things do you think are important to post on social media to have a successful program? Not just reputation management, but what things do you like to post to be able to help you with your marketing?
I love to post animals. I love to post funny little faces. I love to post children. I love to post, it's pictures in general. People, yes, our beautiful model is pretty. And yes, our picture of our office is really pretty. But people want to see what you're going to do with resident events and what kind of community am I going to be living in. So that's why I go all the way back to, before you even drive to my property, you've already scoped out my resident events. You've already checked out my residents' comments. You've already checked out my dog park. You've already checked out my cute little pictures of my dogs. So you will know if you even want to drive to my property by the time you've checked me out on social media.
And I just wanted to say that everything that Terry says is, you know, a lot of us, we do, and it is important. And, you know, like she was saying about the dogs and the children out playing at the, you know, say the playground, that is showcasing that it's a family oriented, it's, you know, dog friendly, you know, cat friendly. Other things too is, you know, I've seen where we've posted pictures of our maintenance team out there, you know, working on an AC in the bright summer day, especially if you have people posting that, oh, maintenance is horrible, they're not taking care of the situation. But if you have, you know, push it down with positive things, I think a lot of times that helps, and post things about, say, the churches around the area without saying what the nomination
sure.
is, or the grocery stores, or the four squares, just so that you can push and market the location of the community and the schools and the banks and things like that, I think is very important.
They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, so you're telling the story through your photographs by showing the families and the kids playing and the dogs and the animals there.
When I was talking to those Facebook folks last week, that was one of the messages that came across when I asked the question, what would play the best? It's really all about the faces. Mm-hmm. People want to see people and what's going on.
Right.
Going back to one of the comments you made, Paul, a second ago, I'm the same way with punctuation and so forth on my text. One of the best tricks that I ever learned is just based on something Malcolm Forbes said many years ago, which is edit ruthlessly. Mm-hmm. And so many times when people post, they will use the voice recorder to convert to text, and they'll never go back and read it, and they'll have incorrect words in there. The simplest thing you can do before posting anything is just go back and read it carefully.
Mm-hmm. And keep it simple. We're going to end the segment in a couple of seconds, but I did want to ask you, Michael, we were talking about what's happening next with social media. What is the next big thing that you see coming?
So who for Christmas did not get an Alexa, a Google, or a OK Google, or a Siri device? I think that's one of the up-and-coming things. We're trying to interact with this device that's sitting on the counter. I think the important thing to remember there is it's really just a speaker that's attached to your phone. It's not doing much of anything that you couldn't do with your own device. But they are very popular. If you ask that device, show me an apartment, they struggle a little bit. But it's something we have to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. We're using them in reverse. I think, Terry, you've found some ways to use that.
Yes. What we do is we have one in our office. And as the prospect is turning into a future resident, we actually ask Google, where's the nearest high school? Where's the nearest middle school? Mm-hmm. Where's the Randalls? Where's the Kroger? Where's the dry cleaner? Mm-hmm. So, and it's fun because it starts bonding you and you start beginning your relationship with your new resident. So we kind of use ours for some little fun things in the office.
That's great. Well, I want to give each of you 20 seconds or so to tell us a little bit about your company and how can someone contact you if they'd like to talk with you.
Well, at Better World Properties, you can always find us at www.betterworldllc.com. And we are very much in the business of helping owners of properties in the greater Houston area in Texas find more success in multifamily. And as Terry alluded to, one of the main ways that we're doing that in today's world is through social media and digital marketing and paying attention to that.
Okay. And Nina, how can they get in contact with you?
I'm with Mosaic Residential. We have apartment communities here in the Houston market, Dallas, Beaumont, and some other surrounding areas.
Okay.
And you can reach us at www.mosaicresidential.com.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in today. I think it was a fascinating topic. We are going to end this segment now, but we will be back next Friday and each and every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Business 1110 KTK with another great topic and another great power panel. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.